commentator Gina Wickwar.
I seldom take seriously what a 20-something-year-old NFL draft rookie says, especially when he's got a beer in his hand and is splashing around poolside in Las Vegas over Memorial Day. But the Cleveland Browns' Johnny Manziel's pitiful comments about his status relative to other folks, specifically scientists, was something that caught my ears, and I didn't like what I heard. I know, when you're a hot new quarterback and just made a controversial signing with Cleveland, and when you've won the Heisman Trophy, and when you're handsome and almost a People magazine personality, it's pretty hard not to say things that reveal that your years at Texas A&M didn't exactly teach you humility. But somewhere along the way, he did learn that being really good at a sport like football can vault you into that rarefied atmosphere of the sports hero, enabling you, he believes, to say just about anything that comes to mind, no matter whom it offends or degrades. His brash comments about how great he is and how he has to put up with all those boobies around him was his attempt, I guess, to make himself into a victim of the sports paparazzi. Fair enough, but then does he have to go on and laud his own brief career on the gridiron, which may or may not pan out in the great world of the NFL? I barely tolerated his hubris, but it's when he dances an end zone jig and boasts that he's had to work as hard as, say, any scientist to get the praise and attention he so richly deserves that I become a little unhinged. It's okay to have a great opinion of yourself. In fact, we live in the golden age of self-esteem, and anything we can do to promote our own or our kids' self-esteem is deemed a truly good thing. But like all good intentions, the promotion of self-esteem has paved a long road to hell. As a result of this self-aggrandizement, we have kids today who believe they deserve the corner office as soon as they graduate from college with a C average, or sports figures and movie stars who think their achievements rival those of Jonas Salk or Thomas Edison. Gads, what have we wrought? Poor Johnny. Just wait until his mom or sister or wife gets diagnosed with breast cancer, and he's forced to turn to horrors, all those lesser boobs who worked hard and long in unrecognized labs searching for the cure. With luck, it'll mean Johnny can really do a legitimate dance in the end zone, and that would be a paying to real accomplishment. This is Gina Wickwar.